Hello everyone, welcome to the show. I'm Mike.
And I'm Laura.
And today, Laura, we're in the land of giants.
Look, there's a giant over there.
Yes, because we're with Gulliver on his many travels. Mm. We've already left the land of Lilliput, which was the land of the very tiny people. Uh-huh. And now we've traveled to the land of the giant people, the really, really big people.
So then now Gulliver becomes the little guy.
He's now the little guy, that's right. And he's in danger of getting stepped on by things or people.
No. They were very delicate.
That's right. They did really meet careful. One giant who was very delicate and careful. Mm. You're right. So let's just hope he continues to meet the nice giants and not the big, angry, hungry ones.
Ooh.
Let's find out what's going to happen to Gulliver in day three of Gulliver's Travels.
Reading.
Gulliver's Travels.
The queen of the land soon learns about the tiny Gulliver and offers the giant a small fortune to have Gulliver as entertainment in her court. There Gulliver learns that the royal giants are simple, innocent people. One day, the nobles take him on a trip to the countryside, but a huge eagle swoops down, picks Gulliver up, and drops him into the ocean. After floating for some time, Gulliver reaches another mysterious land. There he finds a race of intelligent horses called the Humnihuns, who are extremely logical, honest, and in tune with nature. They rule a group of humans named Yahoos, who are the opposite of the horses. They cheat, steal, and fight. Gulliver admires the Humnihuns and lives with them. Yet eventually the horses decide to banish him because he looks too similar to the Yahoos. Gulliver sadly returns to England, but feels everyone around him is unintelligent compared with the Humnihuns. So he spends the rest of his days speaking to the horses in his stables while everyone else considers him insane.
Well, Gulliver again meets the important people. It says the queen of the land soon learns about the tiny Gulliver and offers the giant a small fortune to have Gulliver as entertainment in her court.
Okay.
Ooh, okay. So, of course, word of this tiny man travels around very fast. The queen hears. And there's this giant who found Gulliver, who's kind of his friend, right? But the queen offers the giant a small fortune. A fortune is basically a lot of money, something very valuable. It could be a treasure or gold or just a lot of money. But it's going to make you rich. A small fortune will make you rich, but not, you know, not as rich as Lady Gaga, but still not too bad. Yeah. So she wants to give this giant a lot of money so Gulliver can come and, I don't know, dance for her and sing for her and do stuff that little people do.
I don't know if Gulliver's going to like that idea.
Yeah, I hope the giant turns down the small fortune. The example sentence for fortune, Marvin made a fortune on the stock market. So he was trading stocks in New York. He made a lot of money. He made a fortune.
Okay, 我们来看一下 fortune 这个字呢 ,F-O-R-T-U-N-E, 其实就是 a very large amount of money, 就是很多钱财富这样子的意思。Okay, for example, their house is worth a fortune.
Ooh, must be a very nice big house in a very expensive place.
就说他们的家呢，哇，是价值非常非常多的钱哦，这样子意思。Okay, 那所以呢，在课文当中是说，这个大人国的皇后很快呢，就听到说，哇，有这个小人这个格列佛的事情，所以呢，他就给那个巨人一笔不小的，刚刚我们提到的 fortune 钱财。因为呢他想说诶那你就把这个 Gulliver 带到宫中来娱乐大家一下。Entertainment 就是有着娱乐这样的意思。
Mm-hmm. Well, he goes to the court and there it says, Gulliver learns that the royal giants are simple, innocent people.
Okay.
So they're not bad people. They're actually not that smart. They're kind of like just big children, basically.
Okay. They're so, just huge.
Yeah, they're just really big, but they're really kind of nice, just like, as I said, big babies or big children.
That's cute.
One day, it says, the nobles take him on a trip to the countryside, but a huge eagle swoops down, picks Gawr up, and drops him into the ocean.
Okay, so he's not that lucky after all.
Not that lucky at all. This was a day when he was out with the nobles. Nobles would kind of be like the queen or the king's friends. They're powerful people.
Nobles.
Maybe not princes or princesses, kings or queens, but still lords and ladies and knights and things like that. So they're powerful people in the country who are maybe a few steps below the king or the emperor, but still important people. So these nobles take him out to the country and an eagle kind of steals him away and then drops him in the ocean. That's a weird...
Well, that's better than eating him up.
That's true. That's true. Our example sentence says, the nobles met with the queen and they talked about stuff that queens and nobles talk about.
Okay.
Hunting.
Nice. Okay. 所以有一天呢贵族们在这里我们看到 noble, N-O-B-L-E, 就是贵族的意思。就是他带他呢前往这个乡间旅行的时候砍了一只非常大的 eagle, 就是老鹰。他怎么样他就突然俯冲飞扑猛扑这样的意思。我们用 swoop 这个字来表示 ,S-W-O-O-P, 他突然这样往下降冲上来抓起了 Gulliver, 并且呢把他扔进海里耶。
Alright, so he's back in the water. He spends a lot of time in
but
the
no
water.
Ship.
No ship this time. So after floating for some time, so he's just there in the water, help, help, Gulliver reaches another mysterious land. So it's this third place that he's gone. And as normal, this place is mysterious. Something mysterious, you don't know a lot about it. You don't have a lot of information. It's kind of hidden. It's kind of secret.So when you go there, you're like, I don't know where this is or what I'm doing, but I hope I don't get killed.
Okay. 所以在海上呢这个漂流了一段时间之后 float 就是漂流的意思。Gulliver 他抵达了另外一个怎么样一个 mysterious land, 就是神秘的国度。How mysterious is this place?
There he finds a race of intelligent horses.
Horses.
So we're not talking about people, small or big. Now we're talking about horses.Called the Hoohims. The Hoohims.
Okay.
Who are extremely logical, honest, and in tune with nature.
Wait, can they talk?
They can talk, yeah, sure.
They're, intelligent.
That's right. I mean, if they can, if their name is Hoohims, they have to be able to talk.
Is that their language as well?
Hoohims.
That's cute.
Yeah, it's, he always had very strange names in his books, this, the guy who wrote these. Anyway, so these are horses, right? You know?Horses, but they're intelligent. They're very smart.
Right.
Okay, people are intelligent. Dolphins are intelligent. Monkeys are intelligent.
Even pigs.
Pigs are intelligent.
Still,
horses, they're not that intelligent from what I hear. But anyways, they're nice and they learn things, but not as smart as a dog or a pig or a dolphin. Anyways, so they're intelligent. The example sentence we have for intelligent, Einstein, Albert Einstein was a very intelligent man, very smart guy.Yes. So these animals are intelligent. They're also honest. If you're honest, you're truthful. You always tell the truth. You never say a lie. For example, it was honest of the little boy to give back the money he found. He found some money on the ground instead of, taking it. He took it. He found a policeman and he said, sir, I found this money. And the policeman said, thank you. You're a very honest little boy.
OK, 我们来看一下呢哇他到了另外一个国度不过那个国度里面的住在那边的并不是人类而是一群 horses, 一群马哦。那在这边他发现这些马到底是怎样的性格 ?They are very intelligent,、mm-hmm. 就是他们智慧是非常高的。而且他们是非常的 honest,、mm-hmm. 非常的诚实啦或是非常正直这样的意思。而且更酷的是呢他们 they are in tune with,、mm.Nature.
That's right.
Okay, 当我们用 in tune with, 就是有着这个融洽啊或是协调这样子的意思哦。所以呢这个非常有智慧的马呢他们高度的 logical, 理性、正直还有就是正与这个与自然和谐的共处哦。Okay, in tune with is actually a shortcut for you phrase, so let's now check it out. And
I was just thinking that.
Really?
Yeah, we're so in tune with each other.
Yeah, we are.
Shortcut for you.
Man, the movie was terrible.
I agree. What do you think was the worst thing about the film?
To me,
the plot was the worst thing about the film. It was so illogical.
I'm in tune with you on that one.
What? We're not whistling.
In tune with means in agreement with something or someone.
Oh, I get it. In tune with means 与什么什么一致，融洽。
Yep, you and I are in tune with our opinions about this movie.
And what about our date? Did you like it?
Date? I thought we were just hanging out. I'm not in tune with you on this one.
Oh!
All right, so now they've spent some time with these wonderful horses, the hoo-hoo-hoo-hoos. And they, the horses, that is, they rule a group of humans called Yahoos.
Ooh,
they rule over the Yahoos. That's exactly right. Yahoo, yes, exactly. Yeah. So the horses are in charge, and the humans work for the horses. So it's sort of, you know, different from the way, the way we live. And of course, these people, these Yahoos, are not very good. They are the opposite of the horses. Something that's the opposite is completely different in every way possible. For example, here's a simple example. Hot is the opposite of cold.
Okay.
All right. So if you want to keep your food fresh, you make it cold. If you want to cook it and eat it right now, you make it hot. So it's the opposite. They are the opposite of the horses. How are they the opposites?
Well, they cheat, steal, and fight.
Oh, we learned that they were very honest, the horses, right? They were very peaceful and honest. The people, so they're cheating, they're stealing, they're fighting. They don't sound like very nice people, these Yahoos.
Okay. I'm glad I'm not one of them. Okay. Yeah. How's
that? They have my email.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. They're going to steal my email.
They're going to steal my email, and they're going to cheat.
Yeah.
I bought
something off Yahoo, too. Oh, I'm never going to get it now.
I think it's a different
Yahoo. Oh, okay.
Okay. You could try Gmail now. Oh, anyway.
Yes.
Okay, 好。所以呢，在这里呢，比较特别的是，我们通常是人类会照顾马，可在这里呢，马它则是统治者哦。那么统治一群叫做，没错 ，Yahoo 就是我们 Yahoo 网站一样的拼法 ，Yahoo 的人类。那群人呢，就是 Yahoo 人呢，他们刚刚好跟这些马是相反的个性。Opposite 就是相反的意思，有多相反呢？之前我们不是说这些马他们非常的 honest， 非常的正直老实。不过这一群人呢，雅虎人呢，他们会欺骗 ，cheat， 然后还会怎么样 ？steal， 偷窃，还有打斗。Okay, wow, they don't sound really nice.
No, these Yahoos are not the kind of people you want to have living next to your house or anything
like
that.
Okay.
But I'd love to have the horses living nearby. They sound like great people.
Great
horses. Yeah, so Gulliver, of course, like us, admires the hoo-hoo-hoo-hoos, and he lives with them, so he lives with the horses. Yet, eventually, the horses decide to banish him.
What?
Oh, I see, they decide to banish him because he looks too similar to the Yahoos.
Oh, yeah, because they both look human.
That's right. Remember, Gulliver looks like a person. The Yahoos are people, too, so the horses start to go, we don't really like you because you might go crazy and steal stuff and be very bad.
Oh, what if you become one of the Yahoos?
Like the Yahoos, because they look similar. To look similar is to look kind of the same, right? So you don't look exactly the same, but yeah, your eyes or your hair or the shape of your face, it's kind of the same. It's similar to the Yahoos. So they banish him. They send him away. It's a punishment, right? He has to go away. They won't kill him, but he can't live here. He has to go away and find a new place to live. He's banished.
Okay. 我们来看一下呢，虽然 Gulliver 跟我还有 Mike 一样都比较欣赏这些马哦，可是呢，这时候这些马就很担心，他说，我们可能还是要决定把你怎么样 banish， 就是放逐或是流放这样的意思。因为毕竟 Gulliver 他也是个长得，他就是人类嘛，不是说他长得像人，他根本就是人类。他看起来实在跟 Yahoo 的人太相似，太 similar。similar 就是指相似的意思啦 ，similar。Okay, similar, very almost the same. Okay, I don't actually. Me and my sister, we don't look similar.
Oh, you don't
look anything alike.
So if people met you, they wouldn't think that you're in the same family.
No, they would think, you should just be friends, and like, oh no, we're sisters.
Do you look similar to your mom or dad?
My dad a little bit.
Of your dad a little bit. Yeah, it's normal for people in a family to look similar to someone.
Right.
Maybe not your brother, but someone. Yeah, sure. Okay. Well, Gulliver, he's been banished. So Gulliver, of course, sadly returns to England. So he goes back home again, but feels everyone around him is unintelligent compared to the Houyhnhnms.
Okay.
So he goes back to England, and he doesn't really think the people around him, the other English people,
right,
the humans, are very intelligent compared to. When you compare things, you put two things together and you say, okay, how are they the same or how are they different? You know, often when we're buying clothes, you might have two shirts you like and you hold them up and you go, what do you think? You like this one? This one's kind of cool, but this one, I like the color better. So you're comparing them. So he's kind of looking at the people around him. He's like, these people are kind of stupid and boring. The Houyhnhnm, the horses, those are the people, the animals I want to live with.
Okay, so what does he do? He spends the rest of his days speaking to the horses in the stables while everyone else considers him insane.
Oh, Gulliver, 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 Gulliver.
Okay, consider.
Well, he's walking around talking to horses. He's trying to find other smart horses he can talk with. But of course, in England, if you talk to horses, people think you're... you're kind of cuckoo. So they consider. To consider someone or something, this is what I think about it, okay? This is what I think about this place. So, for example, people would say, hey, you're going to a holiday in New York. You should take a lot of money. Because most people consider New York to be an expensive place. If you said, I'm taking 400 million NT to Hualien, they'd say, why? It's not that expensive. We don't consider it. We don't think of it as being an expensive place. So it's to think about something. I guess Gulliver was just lonely and was hoping one day he would meet another Houyhnhnm and he could have a nice talk with it. Kind of a sad ending.
Right.
Yeah, but hey, he had some adventures.
Right.
All right, we're going to be back with our chat question.
For You Chat.
All right, well, we learned that the Houyhnhnms, the horses, were very smart. So here's our question. Who is the smartest person or horse you know? And what is he or she like?
Well, he's not a horse.
Okay.
He's my friend, Mike Tennant.
Oh, my gosh, you're so kind.
Mike is the smartest, nicest, friendliest, easiest person to work with in the whole wide world.
Stop. That's so weird.
He's saving some money.
Because I was going to say that you are the smartest person I know.
Oh, my God, I'm going to cry.
Yeah, that's so weird. What is she like? She's perfect in every way
imagine. That's Mike.
That's right.
That is Mike.
Perfect
stop.
In every way. So what was that? Was that
$100?
Yeah. What was I supposed to do?
Anyway, you guys can have the chat about who's the smartest person you know and what is he or she like or it. It could be a horse.
It could be a horse.
Right.
Or a tree. Who knows? Maybe you know a smart mosquito. I don't know. Talk about it.
Gulliver's Travels.
The queen of the land soon learns about the tiny Gulliver and offers the giant a small fortune to have Gulliver as entertainment in her court. There Gulliver learns that the royal giants are simple, innocent people. One day, the nobles take him on a trip to the countryside, but a huge eagle swoops down, picks Gulliver up, and drops him into the ocean. After floating for some time, Gulliver reaches another mysterious land. There he finds a race of intelligent horses called the Houyhnhnms, who are extremely logical, honest, and in tune with nature. They rule a group of humans named Yahoos, who are the opposite of the horses. They cheat, steal, and fight. Gulliver admires the Houyhnhnms and lives with them. Yet eventually the horses decide to banish him because he looks too similar to the Yahoos. Gulliver sadly returns to England, but feels everyone around him is unintelligent compared with the Houyhnhnms. So he spends the rest of his days speaking to the horses in his stables while everyone else considers him insane.
Vocabulary Review.
Fortune.
The man made a fortune by starting his own successful company. Noble. England's nobles are still popular, and people want to know about their lives. Intelligent. It's easy for intelligent people to understand difficult ideas. Honest. Fred is always honest. He doesn't tell lies to anyone. Opposite. My brother is the opposite of me. I am hard-working, and he is lazy.